Hi, thank you for calling customer service. This is Chelsea. May I have your zip code, please?
29440.
Thank you for that information. Give me one second here. And sir, could you please repeat your zip code for me?
29440.
29440.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Give me one second, sir. And so just give me one second here, please. Thank you.
Contract. Y'all should have a breakdown if we do that. We're not doing anything wrong by looking at our paperwork. That's right. We should at least just see what our papers say. Hey.
Sir, just bear with me. I'm still trying to pull up your account.
Alright, so we never got a copy of our contracts and we just thought we should have that. Yeah, you know, just to check them out.
Sure okay, sir, and could you please repeat the zip code one more time for me?
29440.
29440?
Yep.
All right, and your first and last name?
Harold Dennison.
I'm sorry?
Harold Dennison. HaroldDennison.
Okay, sir, what were you calling about on today?
My orders, I haven't received the one. And it's been, let's say, shipped on the 12th. I don't know what's going on because I haven't received it.
Okay, so you order a product. Okay, so you said, just to confirm, sir, 29440 was the postal code. And your first and last name is what now?
Oh, dinner, sir.
I'm having a hard time understanding you, sir. What did you say?
Harold Dennison. HaroldDennison.
Okay, and what was the product that you ordered, sir?
I think it was the Spark and the other one. I got the tracking number is 927-489-0026. No, 927-489-0246, 91-93-200-28669.
Okay, sir, and what was the last four digits of the card number that you used to place the order so I can search the order up that way? Because I can't find your account with your zip code.
3105.
And your first and last name?
Harold Dennison.
Yes, sir. Are you sure you have the right number, sir?
It's got to be that. That's my new card.
Because I'm not seeing the account with your name on it in our system.
4740.
What is 470, sir? What is that you give me?
Zero.
Sir?
Yes, 4740. If it ain't 30, hold on. My card's in my pocket. Hold on. I got my card right here in my pocket.
Okay, sir, the postal code that you used, what was that?
Oh, you need that one. Hold on, the postal code. Hold on. Yes. Well, the tracking number. Your order is AFA.
No, sir. I don't need the tracking number. I need the postal code that you placed the order with.
Postal code, you mean like my
the
address?
Zip code? Yeah, the zip code that you sent the order to.
29440. 196 Hampton Court, Georgetown, South Carolina, 29440.
Okay, so, sir, at the moment, I'm not able to pull up your account in our system. I don't think you have the right number.
I'm telling you what the number is because it's right here. This is what I got back from you guys.
Yeah, you have the tracking number.
4HQLABUSA.com. And the order number is AFACB58. 208, and it said it was recently shipped on the 12th, the day's the 16th.
Okay, well, sir, I'm not able to pull up your account, so I can't see your order.
Well, then I'm going to have to cancel these things, man, because this don't make no sense. It should have been here. This should have been here by now, and I ordered these Monday.
Okay, give me one second, sir, okay?
I got two orders. I got one. Hold on. This is the fourth. It says your order has been shipped. This is receipt for your recent purchase.
Okay. Does that order have a number? Do they have this number on it, sir, that you called?
Yes, this is the number I call. The number I call is 888-524.
Okay, sir. Could you just spell your first and last name for me, please, slowly, so I can hear you?
HAROLDDENNISON.
That what? Dennis is your last name?
Dennison.
DENN.
ISON.
I.
Yep, SON.
Yes, sir. I just shut your name up in the system, and we have no results of you in the system. I think you have the wrong number, sir.
I don't have the wrong number. It charged my call. I just canceled.
Sir, I searched the card in the system as well. It didn't show up as one of our products.
Well, that's not accurate because I ordered it, and this is the I got the receipt right here, and the tracking number. Your tracking number. You track your order with USPS.
Okay, well, you can search your tracking number online, sir, and it'll show you where the product is. But as of now, I can't provide you any information on that product or what the package you're looking for because I don't have your information in our account.
Well, so, sir, somebody arrived at this sounds like a scam or something now. October 15, 2020, just arrived at Partner Facility USPS awaiting item in York, Pennsylvania. Why is it saying it's awaiting the item in York, Pennsylvania? When
It hasn't reached you yet, sir. I don't know what product you're referring to, so I can't provide any information. I don't have you in the system.
Hold on, I know exactly what product it is. I still got it on my email. Hold on. Let me look it up right now. This might be the wrong one.
Sir, did you find the name of the product yet?
I'm looking for it right now. I know one of them is called. All right, here you go, right here. Yeah, still more hybrid. So I ordered that on Monday. Monday with the bag. Oh man. It's the one for the testosterone.
Do you have the specific name of it, sir, so I can Google it for you?
One's name is the Spark.
Okay, the Spark. Okay. Okay, sir, so let me Google it real quick and provide you with their number so they can confirm where your order is, okay? Mm-hmm. One moment.
Yeah, that's, I got it right here, the Spark Trial.
Okay, sir, and I can go ahead and provide you with the number for them so you can call them and confirm where your order is. The number will be 855-233-6548.
That's the number I called. And okay. I got you. And now you're saying that's
okay. That's, and sir, could you confirm your billing address for me?
1916 Hampton Court, Georgetown, South Carolina 29440. Is okay. There a supervisor?
So I see. All right, sir. I have your account pulled up now. I see that on the 9th of October you ordered the Spark Trial, and let me see.
And I ordered the other one too.
Yeah, I see, sir. You have the pump and the Spark. One second. Sir, your package is still in transit. It hasn't been shipped out for delivery yet.
It has been, but it says, I got a receipt saying it's already been shipped.
It's shipped, but it's in transit, sir. It's not out en route for delivery yet. When it's out for delivery, that means it's in the...
This supervisor, I can speak to, that doesn't make no sense, because it said it was shipped on the 12th, today is the 16th.
Sir, your product, you can search the tracking number on Google. You just type it in, and you can see where the product is. You have to type it in and look at it.
I saw that, but that's neither here nor there. That's not telling me anything. That's way too long. I'm an SE, and it don't take that long.
Would you like for me to extend your trial for 16 more days, so just so you can receive the product? Because it's in transit, sir. It is a pandemic going on, sir.
Yeah, I understand. Is there a supervisor that I can speak to?
Okay, sir, we all follow the same guidelines. They're just going to tell you the same thing.
May I speak to a supervisor, please?
One moment, please.
This must be some darn type of scam.
So all right, sir. And if you give me one moment, I'll go ahead and get you to a supervisor.
And there's a pandemic going on, but you still shouldn't take that long. I'm an SC. You don't take that long to ship from being shipped from here. I'm from Philadelphia, and you run that game or somebody else.
Okay, sir, and I do appreciate your patience. I thank you for calling customer service, and I'm going to go ahead and transfer you to the supervisor now, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.